Be still and know. In his letter to the early Christians in Rome, the Apostle Paul wrote, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head." Sounds good, someone says, but it just won't work. But wait a moment, have you tried it? Columnist John R. Gunn suggests that you do. The next time someone treats you unkindly, turn around and do that someone a kindness and see what comes of it. It is not our human way to act that way, you argue. No, but there is a better way than that which human nature dictates. The human way is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But this human way has worked out badly, as most of us know. The better way is God's way, to return good for evil. And since the human way has failed so utterly, we ought at least to give God's way a try, even if it does not seem feasible to us or in accord with our nature. Never mind about others. Even if you do not see anyone else trying it, you try it. The next time anyone speaks evil of you, speak good of him. The next time you are wronged by a person, go right in the face of it and do that person a good turn. In so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Now wait and see what happens. Watch the thawing effect of those coals of fire. First, the people will be shamed. Then, unless he has a heart of stone, the thawing will begin. His heart will be melted and warmed by your kindness, and he will ask your pardon and seek to make amends. Stop arguing about it. Just try it. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Romans. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.